Second Spring Arts is a community-wide celebration of the achievements of people 60 and over in every art form imaginable. And the four-day festival at Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem will showcase them all. Beginning Tuesday, May 14th, keynote speaker and National Center for Creative Aging founder Susan Perlstein talks arts, health, and wellness. Wednesday, it'll be literary arts, followed by juried and non-juried visual art shows at Delta Fine Arts Center on Thursday, and Friday's musical and dance performances. Second Spring Arts Festival is free, and founder organizers Nancy Hall and Al Perry look forward to celebrating with people of all ages.
Actually, this is a dream, David, that I've had for about 7 or 8 years. And 2 years ago, the editor of a local Triad resource guide, Trudy Atkins, had a feature on senior artists in the Triad. And at the bottom she said, Nancy Hall, local advocate for seniors, is interested in putting on a festival for them. And if you're interested, call her. Well, four artists responded, and we began to meet. And that was the beginning. For a person to be creative or to remain creative through the life cycle is very beneficial, in particular for their health and mental health. So we will have on the program someone from the Sawtooth Center who will be talking about how the use of photography helps in grief counseling, just as one example of that.
Winston-Salem's been ranked quite highly nationally as being a place to relocate or retire, and I'm wondering what role the arts plays in that.
Is not only helpful for the community at large and seniors, but that it has, as we said, an impact on the health and wellness of individuals as well as the community and economic impact.
The Arts Council did a pretty extensive study on that very subject, and I can't remember the numbers, but it was in the hundreds of millions of dollars
that's
of economic
true.
Impact.
And we will have Milton Rhodes to speak to that, and we also have Gail Anderson who will be talking.
One of the magic things about this, that thanks to Nancy's leadership, is she didn't decide that art was just visual art or just music and dance, just performance art. It's much more than that. That's why there's a literary day for the festival. It's a four-day festival, not just three. And this is the city of arts and innovation. We want to add to that innovation, but we also want to work closely with existing arts organizations in this town and partner with those groups as much as we can.
You really broaden this to include literary arts in all of its manifestations.
But we're going to start in a very different way. We're going to start with a skit, scripted, directed by Nathan Ross Freeman. He's the head of Authoring Action, and four youngsters from Authoring Action will be on one side, and four people in our group will be on the other, and there'll be an intergenerational, debate, but two different viewpoints. Yeah. And then there'll be a discussion following. That kicks the whole day off.
This is great. I love the variety. And then more traditional arts, people associate visual arts, and that's on the 16th.
And that morning we have 10 artists who have agreed to demonstrate for about 45 minutes their craft in the Sawtooth area. And then we will go in the afternoon over to Delta Fine Arts, and that's where the exhibits are over there. We had almost 100 entries, which I think is wonderful. And I was over there when they were beginning to hang some, and they were coming in. Really some great-looking work over there, and I think it's going to be a great show.
And much of that art will be available for purchase at the inaugural Second Spring Arts Festival. We heard from founder organizers Nancy Hall and Al Perry. Second Spring runs May 14th through the 17th at the Haynes Brands Theater, Sawtooth School for Visual Arts, and Delta Fine Arts Center in Winston-Salem. It's free, open to the public, and fun for arts enthusiasts from 2 to 102. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.